His check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Papageno's tri-state forecast, a partly cloudy day today with a gusty wind, mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny but cold, low 30s. And Wednesday, partly cloudy in the mid-30s. We'll check Pat's forecast in just a few minutes. In a story in this morning's Republican American, Kent, voters rejected Trooper's SRO for $200,000. Voters overwhelmingly defeated that proposal to spend $200,000 on a second state trooper to serve as a school resource officer at Kent Center School in a referendum last week. However, residents voted to support paying more for EMS staffing for the ambulance service. There were 399 voters, including 35 absentee ballots. Residents rejected the SRO question, 261 to 137. The second trooper also would have provided additional police services during the summer. Board of Education Chairman Scott Trabucco initially declined to comment on the voting results Thursday evening, but decided Saturday he wanted to share his views. Quoting from the Republican American on Saturday, "It was disappointing the taxpayers of Kent did not support the request for added security at Kent Center School. The KCS Safety Committee and the Board of Education felt the addition of an SRO at Kent Center School was an important and prudent proposal due to the continued incidents of random gun violence in our country, combined with the extended response times we sometimes experience as a rural community," end quote. A state expert spoke in Torrington saying that bears are becoming a public safety issue. State Department of Energy Environmental Protection wildlife biologist Jason Hawley has spent 17 years studying the growing bear population in Connecticut and admiring the ability of the species to thrive. As much as Hawley appreciates the opportunity to pursue passion on an almost daily basis, he'd appreciated a few of the furry subjects within the state's border, particularly in Litchfield County and western Hartford County. Hawley was among the panelists in a bear safety seminar Wednesday at Five Points Arts Center put out by the Litchfield County 4-H program. A discussion of more than 2 hours saw renewed calls for a hunt that would reduce the state's bear population and lower the number of encounters with humans and livestock. Connecticut's bear population is estimated between 1,000 and 1,200, is growing at a rate of 5 to 7% a year. Efforts to keep bears away from homes and property have limited success because the animals have become habituated, he said. Quoting here, "Education is a valuable tool, but it has its limitations," end quote. Hawley said, adding, "Even without his known as averse conditioning, bears has not been effective." Quoting here, "Bears have no reason to fear humans, and as a result, our tools are no longer effective. We're left with a public safety issue that, in my opinion, is not being addressed," end quote. In Hartford, a federal appeals court on Friday dismissed a challenge to Connecticut's policy of allowing transgender girls to compete in girls' high school sports, rejecting arguments by four runners who said they were unfairly forced to race against transgender athletes. A three-judge panel of the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York City upheld a lower judge's dismissal of a lawsuit challenging the policy. The panel said the four athletes lacked standing to sue, in part because their claims that they were deprived of wins, state titles, and athletic scholarship opportunities were purely speculative. Massachusetts is adopting a cannabis-impaired driver education program beginning next month. They'll adopt a curriculum designed to educate teens on the risks of driving while under the influence of cannabis. Under the program, as of January 1st, Massachusetts will become the first state that has legalized recreational use of marijuana to adopt a curriculum designed by AAA Northeast, according to the State Registry of Motor Vehicles. The current driver education curriculum addresses impaired driving will be updated to include information on cannabis, such as how THC, the active chemical in marijuana, affects cognition, vision, reaction time, and perception of time and distance. The curriculum is taught in part through a 25-minute videotape developed by the AAA Northeast. It will be taught to approximately 50,000 young drivers each year in more than 460 driving school locations. Taking a look at some area meetings coming up this week. Reminder, in Norfolk meeting on December 20th to update the gas spill remediation at a schedule at 7 p.m. at Boutel Schools on Greenwoods Road East. Also, a petition is circulating seeking lower speeds for vehicles traveling through the Boutel school zone. The massive spill occurred just below the school. In Sharon tonight, the American Rescue Plan Act meets at 4:30. In Salisbury tonight, 5:30, Planning and Zoning Commission. In Cornwall tonight at 7 o'clock, the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting via Zoom. Kent tonight, the Inland Wetlands Commission regular meeting will be held at 7 p.m. And in Sheffield, the Select Board meeting at the second floor meeting room at Town Hall will be held tonight at 7 p.m. Christmas services at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness, Copaic Falls. Christmas Eve service will be held on Saturday, December 24th. The candlelight service and carols at 7 p.m. Service at 7:30. Christmas Day service Sunday, the 25th at 10 a.m. Crescendo presents A Story of Hope and Voice and a New World, December 29th and 30th, presenting that special end of December concert with four soloists from Latin America. Concerts are Thursday, December 29th, 5:30 at Trinity Church, Lime Rock Road in Lakeville, and Friday, December 30th, 5:30 at St. James Place, Main Street in Great Barrington. More information at crescendomusic.org. Salisbury Winter Sports Association annual Juniors Jump Camp will be held Friday and Saturday, December 30th and 31st at Satry Hill, Indian Cave Road in Salisbury. The event is open to children ages 7 and up. Learn the basics of ski jumping with an emphasis on safety and control on Swass's smallest hill. The two-day event, which runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day, costs $50 per child. The fee includes lunch both days. Join club team Swassa and participate in practices throughout the winter. For tournaments, to re-register or more information, contact Ken Barker at 860-806-0471 or email kennethbarker@gmail.com. You can also visit jumpfest.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and also on Facebook and Instagram, where they have a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. By Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,920.46, the NASDAQ at 10,705.41, and the S&P 500 at 3852.36. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.